grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
This time of the week, we usually have Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store on the phone, but he's jet-setting his way to Holland, no doubt to do some research over there about what, in fact, cannabis is. In his place, we've got the very worthy Tig from Tiger Drops. How are you, mate?
G'day, mate. Tickety-boo, and yourself?
Hey, yeah, good. Are you all the way calling in from Waihee?
That is the one.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful Bay of Plenty.
What's the weather doing down there, mate?
It's doing several things.
Okay.
bit of rain, bit of wind, bit of sun, you mm-hmm. know, but she's a soft day, as we'd say in Ireland.
Yeah, nice. Now, I mean, we kind of follow our usual format with Marijuana Media where we talk about the news, but I feel like we've got someone else on the line, so we can kind of blow that out the window. And we're happy to take your lead on the segment this evening, Tig, from Tiger Drops. I mean, what does cannabis mean to you? What even is cannabis?
Well, that's a good question, mate. And first of all, although I do the Tiger Drops, the Hemp Foundation is actually my primary baby. And the Hemp Foundation is an education organization. We wrote the first course in New Zealand for doctors that was approved by the College of GPs. And what this whole thing has shown us is that cannabis is actually what's called a functional food.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vegetable with health benefits. Yeah. And that's why medicine's control, for example, doesn't seem to want to allow health claims in the natural health products bill that's, you know, going to Parliament now. Because it's all about preventing competition to medicine.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, surely, you know, people know that you can eat spinach and it's rich in iron.
It is, yep, absolutely, 100%. But functional foods, nutraceuticals, are foods that have ingredients that are more important than iron,
mm-hmm.
yeah?
Okay.
And what's important about cannabis is that unique in the plant kingdom, it's full of our body's own medicine.
Yes.
Yeah? So, what are the things that you've heard on the show over the years that cannabis is good for?
One of the really interesting things, I'm not going to do justice to the explanation, but the CBD, CBC receptors that run through our body that Panadol and stuff taps into, like how THC and CBD tap into that same sort of framework.
Yep.
For like anti-inflammation and I guess pain management and that sort of thing.
Okay, so let's come at that again, all right?
Yeah.
Imagine that your body runs a Wi-Fi system,
mm-hmm.
and your body's Wi-Fi system is in charge of keeping the internet on,
mm-hmm.
and the internet in your body here refers to you not having epilepsy,
mm-hmm.
not having pain, not having cancer. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As long as you've got that Wi-Fi signal, you're not sick. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Well, that Wi-Fi signal in your body is made up of more than 60 cannabinoids.
Mm-hmm.
So your body needs cannabinoids to be well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
And if you're deficient in them, then the Wi-Fi drops out, and maybe you've got epilepsy, or maybe you've got pain, or maybe you've got too much anxiety.
Yeah.
Or maybe you've got, you know, it's called, you know, cannabinoids regulate homeostasis.
Yes.
And your cannabinoid system is the largest receptor system in your body. Because, you know, maintaining homeostasis across trillions of cells is a big job, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think of it, as, you know, in the same sort of camp as, like, I need a bit of vitamin C in my diet so I don't get scurvy. I also need a bit of CBD in there for...
Yep. Well, your black pepper is full of cannabinoids, right? Beta-carophyllene.
Yes.
One cannabinoid, but cannabis has more than 180 cannabinoids,
more
than three times the amount your body naturally makes.
Mm-hmm.
So what's really interesting is that we have this physiological system in our body, and this is a shout out to all the medical students out there. Hey guys, ask your lecturers about G protein coupled receptors and why they're not telling you that their ligands are cannabinoids, because they don't, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, is it new science? Is it just a reluctance because it's...
No. Well, here's the thing. More than half of all medicines target your GPCRs. More than half of all medicines target your cannabinoid system because it regulates normal function.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if people were taught this... Well, look, here's a marijuana media story, right? Doctors aren't prescribing cannabis to patients who ask for it because they say there's an insufficient evidence base.
Yes.
Yeah?
I thought there was thousands of papers out of the US, and I mean, it's been going on for, I mean, hundreds of years before it, before Prohibition.
Well, yeah. Yep. It all comes down to who decides what is evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the establishment always seems to find bad evidence.
Yes.
Yeah. Or the establishment has laws that make it difficult to create evidence of the standard they consider to be evidence.
Mm.
Yeah. And the establishment won't look at history, common sense, or physiology.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and so is evidence.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, why do you think in Aotearoa there's just been this huge reluctance to make this change? Is it just because we've got an aged, conservative population? Is it simply, is it that basic?
Yeah. And they've been told lies.
Yes.
And so have the doctors. The doctors have been, look, reefer madness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis causes murder, insanity, suicide, and rape, according to reefer madness, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We know that's not true. That was Prohibition 1.0. Now we're into Prohibition 3.0. where there's no evidence, and the system is very reluctant to accept evidence. Oh, I have some news.
Yes.
So the Hemp Foundation is going to start doing clinical trials in New Zealand for cancer with a clinic in Northland, which we're really excited about.
Yes.
So, you know, making evidence, because we've got to play their game, and their game's a tricky game to play.
What is it? I mean, what does this trial include? What's the story there?
So, you know, the clinic's got lots and lots of cancer patients.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some good a good understanding of the field. Oh, and by the way, if any listeners out there want to understand cannabis as a food, as a medicine, or anything like that, if you go to thehempfoundation.org.nz, I've put up my course for doctors up there for free, for you to access, in the Learn section. Just click the link.
Okay.
And if anyone has any questions, hit me up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start helping the clinicians with products to connect with people, and the people will give their consent for us to use their data to make evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lovely lady in England, an 83-year-old chain smoker with cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she got she didn't want chemo because her husband had chemo, and you know, I think maybe it killed him or something. So she said no to chemo, and they said, well, we're gonna, you know, keep an eye on you, love. And they took scans of her for the next year or so, and then they called her back in and said, we don't understand, your cancer tumor's gone from 43 millimeters to 10 mil. What's the story? And she said, oh, maybe it's the CBD oil I've been taking, you know, which was THC, THCA, and CBD.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot that we can do if we can connect people to products. And like I said, there's 180 cannabinoids. It's much, much bigger than just THC and CBD.
For this particular trial, are you... supplying products that have come in from abroad, or is this stuff being made locally that could help out these cancer patients?
And we'll be sourcing stuff from overseas. That's yes. the only way we can legally do it
yep.
in this way. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing it through Section 25.
Okay.
Oh, and there's some hot news for local pot smokers. Medleaf are going to have some shishka berry in stock soon. So if you've got a medical cannabis prescription, you'll be able to get 35-gram bags of shishka berry.
Okay.
I think it's about
just over an ounce.
Yeah, yeah, for $500, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. Now, I mean, yeah. Do you know much about the process of getting a prescription for my condition?
Yep. Well, you just go to a doctor.
Okay.
You know, there's Graham Gilbranston in St. Luke's. He is a little expensive, but he's very good.
Mm-hmm.
The cannabis clinic, they're expensive as well, but also good.
Mm.
There's, you know, your GP.
Should be able to.
BSM,
yeah.
Your GP can prescribe you cannabis for any condition.
Yes.
For any condition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You can be prescribed CBD or a THC product for any condition.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to be prescribed cannabis and you're not sure, again, hit me up at the Hemp Foundation. If I can help you, I will. And but you know, legally a doctor can prescribe you cannabinoids for any condition.
Okay, good to know. And Tig, we're trucking towards the end of the seminar.
10 minutes, my time is up. Thank you.
Tig, what I was going to say, we could also give Tiger Drops a bit of a plug here. You know, the floor is yours. We have had some questions in. Is it CBG?
CBG, cannabigerol.
What the heck is that, mate?
So cannabigerol is a compound of interest. It's a non-psychotropic cannabinoid. It won't get you high.
Mm-hmm.
It has indications for a range of things, anxiety, stress, depression, pain, sleep, stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
And more. But, you know, all extracts of cannabis in New Zealand are prohibited foods mm-hmm. unless prescribed by a doctor.
Yes, of course. But I can anoint my holy deities around my house with it.
Well, yeah, I used to be a history teacher, and you know, I've brought Tiger Drops to market as a holy oil
mm-hmm.
In accordance with scripture for anointing your precious objects and making them sacred.
Yeah, it makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, you know, the old ways are best, as my dad used to say.
All right, Tig. if people want to find out more, just run us through your web addresses for the Hemp Foundation and Tiger Drops.
TheHempFoundation.org.nz. Happy to help. You know, here to help. That's what we do.
Yeah.
And TigerDrops.co.nz or TigerDrops.com. And I will help as I can, but there's only so much I can do there.
Okay. All right. Hey, mate. Legend, thank you very much for talking to us this evening.
Thanks for having
no
me.
No doubt.
Love your work.
And give us a shout next time you're up here and we'll catch up.
No, it'd be a pleasure. Be a pleasure. All the best, bud. And take care. Be a fan.
All right. Cheers, dude. Bye.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.